From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. And you could follow me at The Real Shauna May on Instagram.
And you could follow me at Bella_Lala125.
And you could also follow Lala on TikTok.
We went viral. Well, Julina went viral. And my TikTok is the same exact thing, Bella_Lala125. So go on there, check out her video. We're going to talk more about that later.
It's so cute, though.
I know. Oh, my God.
It has been a wild week for me. I came down with the flu. I don't know where I caught it from, who I caught it from, but it was the first time I had the flu.
Yeah.
Never had it before. And it really wasn't that bad. Like, the first 2 days was really bad. I was throwing up. Like, it was horrible.
You're green.
I was green. Yeah. I
made the mistake of coming to drop some stuff off to her that day. And I'm like, oh, maybe we can, you know, do stuff for the show. And then she's sitting at her table. And all of a sudden, she just looked like, I'm saying green, but like legit, it was like a yellowish green color. And I never seen that before. You know, you see in cartoons or even the emojis, like the puking emoji is green.
Yeah.
So you never really thought, like, I never thought, like, oh, why did they make it green? But people actually turn green because Shauna did. And she's like, I look at her, I'm like, oh boy. She goes, I don't feel so good. And then she starts throwing up. And I'm like, oh my God.
I was just so sick. You're lucky you didn't catch it.
I know. I was bye. Peace out, girl. Yeah. Good luck.
I went to the urgent care, and I said, I'm back. And the doctor who saw me last time, he was like, you're still sick? I said, it went away for a few weeks, whatever it was. I said, and now I'm sick again. So they tested me for everything under the sun, and it came back. First, they said it was COVID. They said, the guy's like, you have COVID. And mom goes, no fucking way. And he goes, excuse me? She's like, no way. And all I thought was, oh God, I'm a statistic. And then the nurse came in because he called me in whatever it was for COVID. And she like read it and she's like, she has the flu. And he's like, oh, he's like, so we have a little better news for you. It's not COVID, it's the flu. He's like, so we'll call in Tamiflu for you. And I remember you telling me that you used to get really sick on it.
Well, when they gave it to me that one time, yeah, and I stopped taking it.
Yeah, it didn't really do anything to me, so I didn't have a reaction or anything, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really wasn't that bad. The body aches were the worst part. The fever lasted like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But the body aches and the cough was the worst.
It hits people differently, you know. When I had it, I was dying. Like, I legit felt like I was dying.
Didn't Mike have to wheel you in a wheelchair?
Yeah, I couldn't walk. The pain in my body was so intense that I felt like every bone was broken, and I was screaming in pain. Like, I remember laying in the urgent care screaming, please give me something. I can't take it. I can't take it. My bones feel like they're broken, you know. And they were just, like, scared because I was going crazy. But yeah, I've only had the flu once in my life, and it was flu A, the same one you had, and
yeah.
I legit thought I was dying.
So, I didn't even know there was different flus.
And until... there's so many different strains, but at least you're doing better now, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I still have this horrible cough, yeah. But I've had this cough for like 6 months now.
I know.
And it's just not going away.
It's very, this year has been horrible with sickness.
It really has.
I'm hoping that everyone's got it out of their system now. Okay, we get it. You know, the mask took away our immune system. Hopefully we built it up this year, and next year we're not going to have to deal with this, because I've never been so, you know, everyone just keeps getting sick over and over and over. It's like a cycle.
Yeah, but it's because our immune systems were suppressed.
Exactly.
From the masks.
From the masks, from the social distancing, from everything being shut down, our kids not being in school. It did so much damage in more ways than one. Like, there's so many different areas you can look at and see the damage that the COVID restrictions really caused, you know?
Yeah.
Not just COVID itself. It was what the restrictions and the mandates were. That is where the damage was done. And we're going to be feeling this for a while, unfortunately.
I don't know if our country will recover.
I know. We can only hope, you know, that's because that's our kids, my kids' future. I'm like, oh my God, the country's just going down the shitter.
It definitely is. Absolutely.
And speaking of down the shitter, Jelena's viral video had to do with the toilet. I'm trying to potty train her. It's not going well. But she's such a little, like, she takes everything in and she's very smart. Yeah, and I don't realize how smart she is until, like, I watch something like this and go, wow, you know, she did remember all these steps. So in the video, I tried a new approach. I'm like, let me make her potty train me, you know?
So you just randomly came up with this?
Yeah, I was just sitting there playing with her and I said, you want to go potty? And she was like, no. I'm like, come on, let's go sit in the potty. No, she's playing. So I said, can you help mommy go potty? And boom, it was like a light went off in her head. She looked at me. Yeah, I help. And that was it. So this just quick idea that I got on the spot when I was filming her playing. So it wasn't like I started filming at that point. Like there's video before that of just her playing with her stuff. So I kept the camera rolling and she showed me every step of the way how to potty train. And I'm like, you know, at the time I'm like, oh, I think it's cute. But she remembered everything, you know, and she's two. So I posted it up and it just blew up. It's still blowing up. It's over 1.3 million views at this point, and it just keeps going and going and going, and people love it, you know?
It is the cutest video.
It's so cute. Her little voice, and she's like, I help. Good job. She puts her double thumbs up, like, good job, Mom. I've never had a video go viral, so it's just crazy. My phone just keeps going off and off and off, and the comments, there's so many comments, and I can't keep up with them. And shockingly, 99% of them are nice comments.
Yeah.
You know, I go on TikToks and everything and you see comments can be really nasty.
Yeah, people could be really mean.
And I was hoping I wouldn't get that. The most negative one I got, I think, was like, why are you exploiting your daughter? You know, there was one that was like, why do you have your child up here? Take her off, which I understand. And then there was another one like saying that, you know, this should be a private video. And the other silly ones were that my toilet paper was one ply. I was cracking up at that. Like, so many people were like, is anyone going to say anything about her toilet paper being one ply? So I wrote back like, hey, I get it. It's not the softest, but I have a septic system. So if you don't live out in the country and you don't have a septic system, like, you don't get it because...
Well, what else would somebody have?
They're talking about like the Cottonelle, the Charmin.
Yeah, but that clogs... Septic
exactly
systems.
That's what I'm saying. So they're expecting me to have that kind of soft toilet paper, but that's not good for your septic tank.
Yeah,
you know you have a septic tank.
Yeah,
so people
that
don't
gets clogged.
Yeah. Septic tanks are very expensive and you do not want to get them clogged. So many things can clog them easily, so you need a toilet paper that's gonna hit water and basically disintegrate, and versus the Charmin or the Cottonelle or like the thick brands that are not going to, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I wrote to them. I'm like, I get it. I offer wipes. So you don't, you know, but... And so I thought that was funny that a lot of people were writing that. It wasn't so bad, like, really negative, but it was like, oh my God, come on. And that she didn't wash her hands. But she's two. She knows how to wash her hands, but she was done. If anyone watches the video, you could see she was done. She's like, all right, we flushed the toilet. Goodbye. I want to go play again. Bye, Mom, you know?
Yeah, she was like,
over it at that point. So a lot of people are like, you need to teach her to wash her hands. Okay, I get it. Yes, I do. And she knows how to. She always tells me, Mommy, wash hands. So it's just she was over it, you know? She's 2 years old.
She'll get the hang of it.
Yeah, she'll add that step in later. But yeah, it's just been blowing up. And it's cool to see, you know, how many people are telling me how smart she is and they can't believe it and she's so cute and her little voice, and some people were telling me she looked like this celebrity, and not, you know, just all different walks of life, like, writing on it. And then I get that other part of me which is nervous, because as we've talked about how bad TikTok can be and how dangerous it can be, yeah, I have my child on there, so I'm like torn, like, this is something I'm against. I didn't think it was going to go viral. I just posted to share it with my friends and family, and it blew up, you know? So it's so hard, because I don't want the creepers or the pedophiles seeing her. And
yeah,
but then I'm brightening a lot of people's days with this video. You can read the comments and people are like, I was having such a bad day until I saw this. So, you know, it's like,
but it's also, she's not half naked.
No, I know.
She's not in a bathing suit on the beach.
Yeah.
She's, you know, in her winter outfit.
I know, but there's just weirdos out there, you know, and I get it. I mean, I'm going to segue here to everyone probably experienced the whole Facebook, Instagram thing down, right?
Yeah, what was the big deal? I saw it. It wasn't working. And I just shut my phone off and I'm like, oh, it must be down or something.
I freaked the hell out. I called you.
Yeah, I didn't
I called your friend. I called my sister. And this, I mean, I'm segueing, but it's because I thought that someone on TikTok was hacking my stuff. Because I blew up and all of a sudden my Instagram is down. My Facebook saying my password was changed. My email saying my password was changed. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, you got emails.
Well, I'm saying, like, I was, you know, my TikTok blew up. So then when I went to go on, you know, I checked my Facebook here and there. My Facebook said, you've been logged out. And when I went to log back in with my password, it says, that password is incorrect. And I'm like, oh, so I redid it. That password's incorrect. I'm like, what the, you know, I'm being hacked. So I tried to get into my Instagram. Nothing. It shut down. It wouldn't go in. I'm like, oh my God, they got my Facebook. They got my Instagram. Then I went to go into my email account to try and get into my Facebook by forget password, and that said my password was wrong too. So I was freaking out, like someone on TikTok, some creeper or some pedophile is trying to get my location or trying to get my information to get Jelena, you know. And I had a panic attack. I called you first to see if your Instagram was down. You didn't pick up, so I called my sister and she's like, everything's down. And I'm like, oh, okay, I feel a little better now, you know. And then so then when I finally get into my account, it shows me that someone was trying to someone changed my password or tried to get into my account.
Yeah.
And it says Russia, that the person was located in Moscow, Russia. It gave their IP address and everything. And you know me, with my doomsday and my prepper shit, you could only imagine, Shauna. I'm like, it's happening! It's happening! I'm calling my brother. I'm calling my sister. I'm like, get your stuff together. Get your cell phones charged. Get your shit bag in the car. It's happening. They're like, what's happening? I'm like, the Russians. They're attacking our grid. They're attacking everything. We're not going to have cell service soon. I went crazy.
Well, I missed that whole part.
Yeah, and I was trying to call you. I'm like, I got to tell Shauna, like, hurry up, get your stuff together. Like,
where would we go?
I don't know, but just get something because you're going to lose electric. I was just having a moment yesterday, I think, because the initial panic about being hacked and something happened in Jelena, and then I saw Russia, and I'm like, oh, we're done. We're done. It's going to be like that movie which I just watched, Leave the World Behind, where the whole system is hacked. So you can't get your money out of the bank. You can't get gas. You have no electric. You have no cell service. Internet's down. That's what I thought was going to be happening. I'm like, it's saying Russia's hacking my email right now. That means they're hacking everything and we're done. So I just, yeah, it was crazy. And then afterwards, it took me a lot to decompress. I really worked myself up yesterday. I'm like, I need a vacation. I am just making myself absolutely insane. And my brain lately.
Oh, I know.
My brain, guys, like, I think I have a brain tumor. I hate to say that, knock on wood. I hope I don't. But something's wrong with my brain.
Tell everyone what happened to you last week.
Oh, God. I've been having issues with my memory, I'd say, the last 2 years. I don't know if it's from COVID, when I got COVID, but it's just been getting worse and worse. So I'm on, like, some supplements, herbal supplements for my brain, and they seem to be helping. I thought they were helping, but I guess not, because I found myself in my basement the other day, walking around like Joe Biden, staring at the ceiling, staring at the boxes, like, where am I? Or not where am I? I knew I was in my basement, but why am I in my basement? Why am I here? I don't remember coming down the stairs, you know? And I stood there, I felt, for like the longest, maybe 30 to 60 seconds of just racking my brain on what the fuck am I doing in my basement? I don't ever go in my basement. Like, what am I down here for? Was I trying to get something? And I'm trying to go through and go through and go through. Like, I literally felt like when you see those videos of Joe Biden on the stage and he's just like staring around the room, you know?
Yeah, going to walk off.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. Like, all I needed was an ice cream cone, and I would have been set, you know?
Do you remember walking down the stairs?
I remember, once I tracked back, I remember going down the stairs and rounding the corner. I don't remember walking to the basement door. But
so you weren't trying to get, like, going down there to get something?
I don't know. I don't know, Shauna. I don't remember what I needed or why I would have even went down there. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really bad. Like, this is scary shit. And so then today, I'm telling Shauna this story, and I order lunch. I'm like, I'm really craving Mexican. Like, I really want to go to the Mexican place and pick up food. So I order my food from the Mexican place down the road, El Real, and... you know, I got a chimichanga. I was all excited. I'm super hungry. I'm getting hangry. I'm like, Shauna, I gotta go get it. And she's like, okay. I drive there. I park in the parking lot. It's, you know, a bunch of businesses over there. And I walk in to a pizza parlor. And I didn't know I was in a pizza parlor at that point. Like, I've been there before. And I go up to the counter. I'm like, hi. And like, Lauren. And she's like, and she looks in the system. She's like, Maureen? I said, no, Lauren. We don't have a Lauren. She's like, let me go in the back and check. She goes back to the kitchen, comes out. She's like, we don't have an order for a Lauren. I'm like, what? And I'm getting like upset because I'm really hungry. I'm like, what do you mean? I just called it in. You said 10 minutes. I'm here. What do you mean you don't have my order? And she's like, I'm sorry. Like, we have a Maureen. You sure we didn't put it under Maureen? And she like, I'm like, no. She's like, what did you order? And I'm like, a chimichanga. And I stopped. I'm like, I'm in a fucking pizza parlor. What? And she's staring at me, and I'm like, I am so sorry. I ordered Mexican food from the Mexican spot over there, you know, the next business over. I don't know why I came in here. And she's like, it's okay, nice to see you, thanks for visiting. And I'm like, what is wrong with me, you know? And I went next door, I got my food, but oh my god,
did they have it ready?
They had it ready. Yeah, I should have asked for pizza there. I'm like, I'm here to pick up my pizza pie. So something's wrong with Lala, and I definitely am going to get this checked because I do not want to have Alzheimer's at 30. What am I? I don't even know how old I am. 38, 37 years old?
Well, I'm 34. I'll be 35 in May. So you are 3 years older than me. So you just turned 38. 38.
Oh my god, it's so depressing.
Or are you gonna be 30? No.
Well, Mike's turning 40 this year, so I think I'm 38 now. I'm pretty sure. I was born in 1985. I can't do the math.
Yeah, but you were born
in December.
In December.
So I would do. So. Let's see, guys. 2023. Would I do minus?
I think so.
1985. 38 years old, and it's sad. I never remember my age. Ever since I turned 30, after 30, it's like I don't know how old I am. And I thought I was the only one, but apparently a lot of people...
It happens.
They don't remember.
I mean, yeah. People ask me all the time, how old am I? And I'm like, 31. And I'm like, oh, I'm 32. No. Not 32. Not no. 33 either.
Oh, God.
It's so bad.
How are we going to be, in, like, when we're 60 if we can't remember this shit now, you know?
Oh, I know.
That's what I keep saying. I'm like, if I'm finding myself walking aimlessly in my basement and walking into an Italian pizzeria for my chimichanga... At 38, where am I going to be at 60 and 68, you know? I'm going to be a vegetable.
I bet the doctor is going to say you have too much on your mind.
I think so. Because I do. I really do. My brain is constantly going of just, did I do that? Did I do this? Did I do that? I'm just like ADD and overwhelmed and I can't stay on task. So then I'm backlogged with things, you know? Just it's a whole clusterfuck, really. That's what I am. I should have a shirt that says... clusterfuck, because that's what I am. A walking clusterfuck. You want to hear another clusterfuck? So my sister sends me this video of a guy in an antique shop, and he's wearing a kilt. And the woman who owns the antique shop had been looking through her surveillance video and was like, huh, look at that guy in the kilt. That's weird. You don't see that every day, you know? And a kilt is like a skirt, you know, like a Scottish skirt. And she sees him pick up an item, which was a metal spoon, like a little decorative spoon. And he picks it up and he walks behind this like birdcage display and he shoves it up his ass. He shoves it up his ass. Then he pulls it back out and he puts it back onto the counter. And then Then he walks over to another display. He picks up another item. He sticks it up there. He does like this little, like, lifts up his leg, shoves it in.
Ew.
Wait, hold on. And he twirls it around. You can see his arm going like. Pulls it out. Puts it back on the counter.
Oh, that's so gross.
Disgusting. So then he does it again. So this woman is like freaking out. She's like, I gotta call the cops. And she's like, let me call my antique buddies, like who have antique shops in the area, and see if he came to their shops too. So she calls them, tells them, look, can you look at your surveillance cameras for a guy in a kilt? So they do, they find him, and he did the same thing there. He was taking items, shoving it up, twirling it around, putting it back on the counter.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
So there's, and nobody like that worked there noticed?
No, you know, antique shops, like you've been to them, like there's not like a lot of employees usually. Usually no. It's someone up at the front desk and that's it. But yeah, no one saw. And the question there, or like the thought was, what if he's doing this in Target or Walmart or CVS, or you know, where we go and buy stuff and touch things, or our children are touching things, you know?
Yeah.
I bring Jelena and Gio to the store and they're touching everything. So like, what if they're picking up some freaking marker that a guy shoved up his ass, you know? Like, that's disgusting.
That's so gross. Did they catch? She obviously called the police, I would hope.
Yeah. I haven't checked for an update, but as of that video, they hadn't caught him. So that's why they put it online to say, like, hey, does anyone recognize this guy? Like, someone has to, because who wears a kilt? You know, you always know the weird kid or the weird person in your neighborhood. Like, oh, Johnny wears a kilt. You know, that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
So someone has to know him. And that's just disgusting.
Ugh.
People are really, really out there, man.
People have lost their mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And who would even think of doing something like that?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, what happened in this man's life that one day did he fall, like, go into an antique shop and, like, accidentally fall on something and it went up his ass and he was like, oh, this is exciting. I want to do this some more. Like, let me put a kilt on next time. It'll go up easier. Like, what? I don't know.
Maybe as
a kid, he was hiding shit up there, like going to the store with his mom and hiding like marbles that he wanted to take home, you know? And he's like, this is fun. Let me do it more. I don't know, Shauna. Like, that's definitely like a sickness right there.
You think?
And how did he find this little kink out? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, what? Where was that turning point? Like, wow, this is amazing. Like, how did it happen?
I don't think I want to know.
No, I don't want to know either. I don't want to. And think about his house. Does he do it in his house with all the stuff and then you go there to eat dinner and you're eating like a poopy spoon?
Like, I bet now that they showed his face.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will want to.
Don't go to his house.
We'll be going to dinner at his house.
Oh my God. If his wife better watch out for her toothbrush because. You know that's been up there.
Yeah. Ugh. Divorce.
Oh my God. So, yeah, I took a few segues there, right?
Yes.
So back to the viral video. Yeah, it's blowing up. It's great.
It's such a cute video.
Yeah, everyone loves it. And I got, of course, when things are getting a lot of attention, you're going to get hit up by companies like looking to make money on it too. So yep. I got hit up by a company and I looked at their stuff. They have a lot of followers. They have like 50 million followers. So I think they're legit, but they wrote that they want to share my video and they wanted me kind of like to sign some licensing rights over to them. And I was not comfortable with the verbiage of the little contract. So I wanted to make sure they're not like going to take my video and I'm not going to have any rights to it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So what do? We go, Lauren loves to go to her local mom's group, as a lot of us moms do and women do. We go on the mom's group. It's like 20,000 something people who have, you know, they all can give me advice. And I wrote on there, I did not share my video because you're not allowed to self-promote on this one mom's group.
I know. It's annoying. It's
really ridiculous. I get it to an extent, but like they're just, ugh. Anyway, so I didn't post the video what I did post was the contract, a screenshot of the contract, and above it I said, hey guys, like, I, one of my TikToks got a lot of attention, and I was messaged by this company. They want to, you know, does this sound okay to somebody? Like, should I do this, or am I going to be screwed? That's all I wrote, and I sent just a screenshot of the contract. Of course, some people commented and were like, oh my God, can we see the video? You know, that's really cool. What was the video that went viral? And I shared it, and that was that. And then people gave me advice, like, don't do it, don't do it. Some people said to do it. All of a sudden, that night, I get a message from the group that's saying they deleted my post because I broke a rule. I broke the rule of self-promotion, that I self-promoted. And I'm like, what? I didn't self-promote, you know?
No, I asked a question.
I asked a question. I didn't share my TikTok name. I didn't share the video until someone asked me for in the comments, you know, which is fine at that point. Like when someone goes on the mom's group and says, hey, where can I buy, have someone make me cookies or for Christmas? People are allowed to self-promote in the comments. You know what I mean? Like, so you're allowed to do that. You're just, you know, whatever. So I responded back. I don't believe this should be deleted. I did not self-promote. I asked a question. I didn't post my TikTok or anything until someone in the comments asked if they could see it. And I replied back to them with the video, which I didn't think was a big deal. And they wrote back the most, I feel, very snarky and condescending and I don't even know another word for it, message saying, you did self-promote. You intentionally posted that your TikTok video got a little bit of attention. Like, she changed that on purpose. I put a lot of attention. She wrote a little attention. And so that's self-promotion. Have a great night. And I'm just so pissed because, like, the way it came off to me, how snarky she was.
Well, because that group, they have moderators, and their moderators think that
they're gods,
like, own the world.
Yeah.
Like, they're nasty people.
Mm-hmm. They are, they're very nasty, the moderators for that group. And it's kind of ridiculous to me. It's like, settle down. You run a Facebook group. Yes, there's a lot of people in it. But they're not in that group because of you. They're not in that, like, oh, I want to be in this group because I'm in love or obsessed with the moderator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you're a celebrity. No one knows who you are. No one cares. They might be respectful and nice to you because they don't want to get kicked out, which they like to do to people.
Oh, yeah.
But no one in there is like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to make up a name, Joanne's mom group. I can't believe it, Joanne. I love her so much. Like, no, it's not fucking about you. No one's in there for you. And get off your high horse. You know, you take your own insecurities and, you know, don't be a moderator if you're going to get jealous or bothered by every little thing that a woman might succeed with. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's how I see it. Like, I feel like this admin got jealous or insecure. I don't know the word that I had a video going viral.
Jealous.
Jealous.
What we talked about last week.
Yeah, jealousy. And had to write a snarky thing to me like, oh, you intentionally... No, I was asking a legit question that left out any information, you know? And that question, that statement of saying, I have a TikTok video that got a lot of attention, that was needed in my post because I wanted them to know this is not like a scam. Like, it's not just some company messaging me for a video that got 200 views, you know?
Yeah.
Because then that would be a scam. Like, why do they want that video? This is a video that is over a million views on it. So yeah, this is a legit thing. And I just can't, we talked about the jealousy aspect. I don't like women for that reason. They are the number one, I feel, sex to get jealous and insecure around the same sex and not want to help each other succeed. They claim they do. Some do, but they claim they do, but a lot of them are more like, they want to hate, you know, they want to hate and they want to hold you back.
Yeah. Well, that's how these people are.
Yeah.
But if they want to promote something
mm-hmm.
for themselves, they're allowed to.
Yeah. That's
and
where
they're allowed to give updates on things that they do.
Yep. It's very hypocritical. And I don't like that. So it's like, that's their insecurity. It's like, no, I'm the only one allowed to shine. I run this group of 20,000 moms. I am a queen and you are a peasant, you know? So Yeah, it's just, it's like, ugh. I wrote a letter out, like, I wanted to send to her, like I did with, you know, the person in last week's episode I wrote. Yeah. I did the same kind of shit where I was like, and I wanted to get really nasty, but I'm like, it's not going to get me anywhere.
It'll get you kicked
out. It's going to get me kicked out, and I do use this group in, you know, I do promote my business when people ask for it, so I'm like, this is, that'll hurt me, I think, to be kicked out. If I have to, so be it. It's not the end of the freaking world. There's like a bunch of moms group I could join. But this lady, like, I think I know which admin it is. And like,
well, I told you right off the bat.
Yeah, Shauna knew right away. As soon as I sent it, she goes, that's so-and-so. I know it's so-and-so. Just the, yeah, she's a jealous person. And I'm like, yeah, I have a feeling it's her too.
And I don't even know her.
We don't know her. That's the crazy part. We don't know her, but yet we know this about her. And everyone says it. And you could just sense it. Like, if you read her stuff, like, she must be an insecure person. And this is her way of feeling good about herself and high and mighty by being, like, playing God.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's better than you.
I'm surprised she doesn't charge to be in the group.
I know. That's the next thing with her. But, oh, my God. I can't. Anyway, so... check out Julina's video. It's super cute. It's going to make your day. And don't join any nasty moms groups that have jealous see you next Tuesdays in there.
Yes. And on that note, that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to check out Julina's cute little video on TikTok. What's your TikTok?
It's the same as my Instagram, Bella_Lala125.
And be sure to follow her for more videos of cute little Julina. And follow me on Instagram @TheRealShaunaMae and on TikTok. I think it's @TheRealShaunaMae too. And check us out at Shauna and Lala. Everything on social media is at Shauna and Lala. And our website, ShaunaandLala.com. We will see you next week.